One, two, and then we go testing, testing, test. One, two, we go test. Test, test, test. Oh, yeah. Boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Doobie, 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 ba, boo, ba, boo, ba, boo. Oh, hello.
Yay.
What up?
Can you hear me?
Only slightly. You're kind of quiet.
Oh, yeah, I'm barking. Let's see here. What has my kid done to this?
How about now?
It's a little bit better, I think.
So quiet?
No, speak more.
Hello, chumpers.
Well, Andrew's fine. Got to turn Andrew down a little bit. Hold on.
Don't turn Andrew down. Turn him up.
Always
turn him up. Turn him up to 11.
No, you were... The last time you were on the... When we did the last pod, you were blowing out a bit, and I had to work around it.
Yeah, Andrew...
It is my fault.
Andrew blows. You heard it here on the pod.
What I just heard is you can't silence Andrew. The truth will come out.
That is my fault. I had everyone turned up too high, but yours was blowing out more than others have been in the past. So I'm back to blowout. Oh yeah, exactly. You have two kids. You know how blowouts work. How you guys doing outside of fantasy football? How you guys doing? Because I know how you're doing in fantasy football. You can go fuck yourselves. How are you guys doing otherwise?
Got through Christmas. That was thing number one.
Is it thing number one? Thing number two? Yeah. You got thing number one and thing... your nickname.
Thing number one and we're done. What, do you want two things, Bob?
Well, I mean, he's got two kids. If he was using the nickname them, well, thing number one, thing number two. I mean, it's...
Birthday's coming up in a couple weeks, and then I've got to get through birthday.
I thought you said Earth Day. I was like, oh, I know that's a big thing in your household, Andrew.
You know, we celebrate every year. We go all out.
So Hero got his first video game present. He got the Bluey video game from
GTA.
From it. Oh yeah, GTA. Got to get him right in. Drop him right in the barrel.
They make a Bluey video game?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
It was funny because I was looking at reviews on it first because, you know, we told her to get it for him. Obviously, it's my sister's, you know, not me. But, you know, I was looking at the reviews for it, and I'm like, oh, it's kind of reviewed low. That's a shame. And then I was reading some of the reviews, and, like, every single one of them was like, it's not all that engaging. You feel like they could have put more game mechanics into it and done this. I'm like, guys, it is a video game made for preschoolers.
Like, what is this, a game for kids?
it's about collecting stickers and playing balloon games. I'm like, yeah. Bingo. It's pretty much what I remember playing as a preschool, like as a little tiny kid. Until we started playing Legend of Zelda and failing at that horribly. Hero's biggest gifts, though, were a whole bunch of Thomas the Tank Engine trains and train set. Mm. And he has been playing endlessly with them. And he loves it.
We went through that phase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we did, honestly, because when I started watching it again, I realized that, like, when I was a kid and I thought it was just a boring show, it's actually pretty entertaining. Mostly just because I get the British humor now, and they got so many faces that are just like, man, the trains are just going fuck you with their faces all the time. Henry laughed at Gordon, and Gordon said, "Fuck you, Henry."
Bollocks to you, Henry.
You motherfucker.
You bloody chap.
Get back in. We're going to wall you back up in the tunnel. You dick.
You taking the piss, are you there, Thomas?
Poop, poop, little Thomas. All of the ones that go poop, poop instead of peep, peep crack me and Rachel up every single time. I'm going to poop, poop as I go by him. Yeah, you do that, Gordon. You do that. Anyway, why don't we start? I guess as I individually made my own rule last week and the week before of you guys still being in the thing, I can't not host, so I guess I'll host.
Well, you could if you were better and you were still in the playoffs.
Oh. snap.
Just think of that.
If Joe hadn't done so well, I would have smashed. I'm just saying. If I had made it through that first round, I did really well last week. And it
yeah, you did.
One little iota.
Are you doing the shadow champion Kevin right now?
No, I'm not pathetic.
That's what it sounds like to me.
No, I'm not that pathetic. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry to Kevin. I'm just sorry to you. So. Anyway, fucking A. All right, let's just start this thing. Here we go.
Joe Sixpack.
Welcome to the championship week. And I've got the two potential champions, a rematch. I want to say the fourth rematch of you guys in the I can't remember now. I got Andrew and Lou is the main thing. Our championship contenders. I think you guys have played each other two, three times? Something like
I'm
that
gonna say in the twice. I've lost to Lou, Big Lou.
Yes.
Kevin. I've lost to a lot of people in the championship yes, game.
You are the pre you are the pre 2016 Bills. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then again, I guess the Bills still haven't won a Super Bowl since then, so I guess you're still the Bills.
I'm still the Bills.
and then Lou, who, man, fuck you. Stop being in the championship. It's annoying as shit.
Agreed. We should just give me the championship, I think. We should not even play this week. I'm the champion.
No,
let's go.
No, I think we went down the path of games getting messed up and ignoring games last year, and I don't want to do it again.
That's true.
Yeah.
I like to think of myself as the final boss in Joe Sixpack.
I feel like there's been bosses, and now yeah, I got to beat the main boss.
I feel like there's been a lot of pivotal moments with me as the final boss. Pete's first championship was versus me. Bob, your first repeat championship, or your first multi-championship,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure was versus me.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin's first. Remember that. Huh? What?
I've won twice. I was trying to remember if I'd won twice.
You have. You've won twice.
It's been a little while since I last won, so.
So I like that Andrew has to try to go through me to get that first ring. It feels right to me.
I'm thinking of it as the Patriots versus the Eagles. We got Lou, the favorite, the Patriots, beating the Eagles the first time we played. And now here comes the second time we played with my backup QB's Big Dick Nick coming to take you down.
You know what? If you play Nick Foles, then you're right. That will make sense.
Oh, you play Nick Foles, then you win. We're just
gonna you go pick up Nick Foles and start him. And
he's a gold medalist in pickleball. Does that count?
I saw that.
Why?
All right. Some guys are just winners, Bob.
Against geriatric people? Yeah, probably. Because the old folks, they fucking crush at pickleball. And I'm not even joking. The hardest can play. I used to play pickleball. Real quick aside, for a couple of years, and the hardest opponents we ever played were always like the 60 plus year olds, because they like fucking understood every in and out, and they played the so short game. It was so annoying. I don't know how they played it. My back hurt at the end of playing against them. Anyway,
side note: I can pick up Nick Foles.
Yes,
start Nick Foles. No. I will not be doing that.
Anyway, so last week, how did we get here? Let's go. Let's start there. How did we get here? Well, Andrew was playing Joe. Joe, who just beat me last week by absolutely stomping me after coming to my own house and then stomping me. A real dick move by Joe. But Andrew had my back and put forth a little bit of that KOP retribution with his 120-point beatdown over Joe's 107 points. Devontae Adams vanished for Joe. Aside from that, I mean, he had a decent game, but you just stomped.
So did Stephon Diggs vanished.
Well, that's true. I missed that. Yes, Stephon Diggs also vanished for Joe. I mean, that was the big thing. Joe's team went back to 2 weeks ago when I stomped him, and his team half vanished. But your team again, it's been putting on quite the clinic. How do you feel about your win?
I honestly did not have high hopes going into it. especially after Thursday night. He had Kenray Williams, who got him some decent points, you know, and he's got a stacked team. And so I actually wasn't feeling that great about it. And then
yeah, you were projected to lose early on.
I was projected to lose almost the entire week until late Christmas miracle, when I started to gain on him. And Ridley had a big game. CeeDee Lamb had a big game. And then I was watching Saquon Barkley Christmas night, and he put me over the top. And yeah, I still had Isaiah Likely to go Monday night and Monday night, and I already had the game, so it didn't feel good until late Sunday.
Yeah, it was right down to it there. Well, I mean, you know, yes, exactly. Until Sunday, you didn't really have it, and then Joe, just, you know, fell to the wayside as you got those extra points right there at the end. I mean, you've had a really good season. You got over the fact that Miles Sanders sucks.
Oh my God, that was by far my worst draft pickup.
What did you get him for? $12. That's not a lot, but it's also way too much for him.
It's a lot.
It's a lot for somebody who has just... I honestly, you know, back at the beginning of the season, I would have done it again. I thought he was going to have a pretty decent season, but he has just been terrible. So my only saving grace is that I picked up freaking Raheem Mostert for $1.
Ridiculous. You, both you and Lou, ridiculous.
That's a good... That's some value right there.
Yeah,
both you and Lou. Value of the season.
Yeah, it's gotta be up there.
Both you and Lou with your fucking free agent pickups of the Miami running backs for cheap. Fuck off.
Hey, I spent a lot of fab on mine.
Did you? I thought you got them cheap too. Well, so the other how much?
I don't know, 40 or something. I don't know.
Oh, that is a lot.
Let me look.
Well, I guess Andrew got the real steal then. God damn. Number two.
$2. You picked him up for $2. Stop it.
Oh, wait. I got him for $2?
$2.
I thought so. I picked him up. I picked him up before he blew up then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I think you picked him
you
up.
Drafted him. You drafted him for $2. Did you drop him and then re-pick him up? That doesn't make
sense. Oh, I never dropped a chain. Okay, so I blew my wad on Puka Nacua.
Yeah, yes, that makes sense.
Okay.
So you did spend double what I spent.
I did. And Mostert's been better than A-Chain.
Well, only because A-Chain missed games. Otherwise, yeah. I mean, they'd be pretty even.
Well, and it took him a few games to take off, too. Mostert was like good right away.
Mostert started off hot, and then A-Chain started to creep in, and then he went down. And then A-Chain's been... They're pretty much a 50-50 split at this point, with A-Chain being the more explosive player.
And then, of course, there's the sideshow of this matchup, which is Travis Kelce seen leaving the game holding hands with Taylor Swift, but after they had lost 14-20, is she cursing his career? I think so, yes.
Yeah, it's a long con. She's an Eagles fan.
Well, I think...
She has to be.
Well, that's what I think. I think Jason Kelce put her up to it. The brothers have turned on each other. And
I always liked that Jason Kelce. Got a good beard. You can trust the guy with a good beard.
All right. Well, moving on. That's true. He has a fantastic beard. He also looks like he's 50 years old nowadays, which is just amazing to me. I mean, he's old, not that old.
He looks like we are.
And no, I mean, he looks like a war veteran in there now. I mean, he's been in the trenches all those years, so that's why. But
oh yeah, he's got to be beat up.
Oh yeah.
But you watch the documentary?
I still haven't watched it, which I think makes me a bad person.
I think it just makes you a bad Eagles fan.
He talks about how beat up he is and how, like, when he was a rookie and even his second, third year, he was just, it doesn't matter. He'd just show up, play a game, feel great. And now he's like, he's on all these anti-inflammatories and he's got to do all these stretches or else he can't play or he can't move the next day. Yeah. He talks about it quite a bit.
Who was the one telling me that apparently, I can't remember. It might've been Kyle. I forget. Someone was telling me that, he was talking about how every year he goes to the doctor and like demands like a full complete like body workup and MRI and everything just cause he wants to like keep track of how much he's destroying his body.
I didn't hear about that part. I don't remember that, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me either.
I don't think it was in the Cassidy was listening to the podcast. Yeah,
but that yeah, they get banged up, especially being on the front line,
dude. Yeah, well, especially all the 100 tush pushes they've done this year. God damn, dude's willingly throwing himself at the feet of other 300 pound men.
Yes,
I always look for him after a brotherly shove. Where is he?
Is he okay?
Good luck finding him.
Get off Jason Kelce,
sweeping everyone away. He's the reason why the brotherly shove works. I'm saying it right now. Anyway, he's
definitely a part of it.
Yeah, I think he's a good chunk of it, the main part of it. You guys have a potential all three Hall of Famer left side of your line. Like, it's ridiculous.
Oh, definitely.
Yep. Anyway, moving on. Jason Kelce better than Travis Kelce, hands down. Moving on. The other game that was important was Pete, who I wish was here, but he's too much of a coward to come in. I was hoping he'd pop in right then. That would have been perfect timing. But Pete doesn't know how to do perfect timing to the podcast. He only knows how to do awkward, bad timing. You pretty much stomped him, Lou. 156.3 to 103.7.
It was not at any point. No, it was not a good game.
From the get-go. You were ahead by 20 points, and it never was less than that.
Puka Nacua set the tone, and my team, they really did rest the week before, where I put up like 60 points, and they're like, okay, we're going to triple that this week.
Yeah. Andrew, why did you not do the thing I told you? You could have had free beers this week.
I said it on the pot. Wait, what? What are you talking about?
I told you you're supposed to be making a beer bet with Lou when you guys had your bye weeks in week
one. I said it on the podcast. Did Lou not listen to the podcast?
I might miss that one.
Nobody but
I
me
said, Lou, if you listen to the podcast, beer bet the bye week. No, and I don't know.
I miss that.
I'm convinced I'm the only one who listens to the podcast these days. And I don't even have time to listen to it, to be fair. I've only listened to one podcast all the way through, and it's Lou's when he did it with Lizzie.
I tend not to listen to the ones I'm in because I'm in them.
Yeah.
But, I do edit shit. I'm just saying. I do change things around. Not as much this year as I have in the past, but time. It's tough.
Times are tough.
Anyway, but yeah, you fucking raffle stomped Pete with Puka and pretty much Breece Hall and Puka, and that was like otherwise just ugh. Pete never had a chance. I mean,
I spent like $20 on Breece Hall. That was pretty good.
That was a good pickup. You spent $15 for him, even less.
$15. Even better.
That was a good pickup. We shouldn't have let you get him for that little match. I guess he was injured to start the season, so there was.
Yeah, that was why people and we even I was expecting more to Dalvin Cook at least in the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
I was too.
I mean, there's a comparison to be made there between Breece Hall and Cooper Kupp, and you spent $15 on him, and Pete spent $47 on Cooper Kupp. I was still that was my favorite moment of the entire draft this year. Was me talking Pete into spending more on Cooper Kupp while simultaneously reminding him that he was injured for the first few weeks of the season and him not paying attention to that part of it.
Yeah. Hey, Pete did good. I thought spending so much money on McCaffrey and Hurts was just a terrible idea, and I was wrong. He's done well this season. Dude, so.
McCaffrey's so stupid good. Like, it's just,
he is.
I'm sure if you did the math... If you did the math, he still returned, like, the most points per money. Or, obviously not to Mostert, but you know what I mean. Like,
$69. But, he's the number one. Isn't he the number one player on the season?
I wouldn't shock me. I haven't looked, but.
He has 346.7 points.
Oh, my God.
Which is fucking nuts.
The stupid.
Mostert's at number two. Mostert's at number two with for 255 points. He's almost 100 points less than McCaffrey. That's 100 points.
Andrew still wins because you can't compare $69 to $1. But for just pure weekly upside, like, that's such a huge advantage.
I mean, this is why I continue to say, and I'm not joking when I say this. If you want McCaffrey next year, Pete or anybody, I'm putting $80 on him at least.
Yeah.
Like, if you want it more than that, fine. But
hey, I did it twice. I did it 2 years in a row. Both years he fucked me.
Would you mind doing that again? Because I would love for him to finally get injured and have the Niners be bad again.
2 years in a row, you fucked me.
I had him like 4 years ago or something. One of his first big years. It was the only player I had that did any good.
It's true. And I tried desperately. I remember I tried desperately to get him away from you.
You did. You didn't try hard enough.
No, I didn't. It's true. So yeah, Lou, you stomped Pete, and like, he's still got a good, he got, you know, pretty good games from Jalen Hurts, Christian McCaffrey, as always. But then that's pretty much it. Like, he didn't get any double digits from anybody other than friggin' Justin Tucker. God damn. 16 points.
No, very, very happy CMC is out, because that's the one guy I never want to play. So glad I got through him.
Mm-hmm. And Pete's lucky he never was actually 12 out.
Points.
Yeah, that's nice. Nice change.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we have really to say. I mean, you lost Herbert, and still you got Baker Mayfield, who's been putting up good points. So, fuck you, Lou. God damn. All right, we're gonna talk about this in a second, but
guess I can. Man, I'm looking at my team here. Lou. I guess I can drop Russell Wilson. I suppose.
Well, he's gonna get benched. So yes,
he's gonna get benched. I know,
that was the joke. Yeah. Guess I can drop him.
Yeah, I mean, they brought in the layoff CEO, that is Jason Stidham, and now they're having him take over, just like he took over for Derek Carr as he.
Oh, look who just exited. Dropped him! I just got an alert.
You heard it. Breaking news: Adam Schefter's reporting that Lou's dropping Russell Wilson. Yeah, poor Russ. Not poor Russ, but also poor Russ. I still kind of feel bad for him.
Well, to be honest, the Broncos did better this season than I had anticipated.
Well, they did for five games at least, yeah.
They had a good run there, and whether or not Russ is done, they're just keeping him out because they lost all their future and they don't think, I don't know.
So, real quick, he is. I'm almost certain that he is done there, because of what Matt was pointing out in Discord earlier today. That basically he has the reason why they benched him is financial reasons. So they have. Right. Basically, he has a fully guaranteed injury provision in there that guarantees $37 million of his contract. If he gets injured anytime before, or it becomes, if he's injured March of 2024 or later, then his contract is fully guaranteed, and he has a full guarantee of his $34 million or something like that contract for next year. So basically, if they cut him this year, it'll save them like 34 plus million. Like, it'll save them a ridiculous amount of money. And I could totally see it happening. It's sort of like Jamal Adams in Seattle. Like, he's gonna be like 17 million next year, and there's absolutely no reason to keep him. Like, some guys are just gonna be cap cut, and
it's gotta do it.
That. But thanks for the draft picks. Broncos.
It's so hard. Oh my god! I love looking at that breakdown. Like, what you guys got for him?
We still have one more. I didn't even realize this until last week. We have one more draft pick from them, and it's the third round of this year. And it's whatever is the weaker of the draft picks. I don't use lower or higher because you could interpret that different ways. But it's whatever the lesser of the draft picks is between the Broncos' own draft pick and one from. I think the Saints. The Saints, I think, is the other one. And the glorious part of that is that both of them suck right now, so they're equally falling down the chain. So it doesn't. It may not really matter whose pick we end up getting because they both suck right now. So that'd be great. Yep.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, it dug us out of the hole that we got into by giving two first round picks for Jamal Adams, who then was injured for 29 games over the last 3 years.
That's so brutal.
Yeah. And then he started picking fights with and making fun of reporters' wives over shit. I'm like, dude, no,
classy. Stop. Classy.
Yeah, real fucking class act. Anyway, and Julian Love has been amazing, and he costs a third of the price and is like 10 times better right now. So Jamal Adams is out. Anyway, moving on. The Constellation Ladder. Jason beat Lou. Big Lou. Doesn't matter. Kevin beat Matt by a small margin, but a low game. So Matt falls to the Vinnie Bowl. And John totally stomped Sean, who both of them put up good games, 140 to 123. But John avoids the Vinnie Bowl and sends Sean there with his big game. So that's all I have to say about it. I don't even have to break it down past that.
So who's in the Vinnie Bowl? Sean and Matt.
So moving on to this week, we'll talk about the Vinnie Bowl first, because we'll go on to your guys' since I was bringing it up anyway. All right, the Vinnie Bowl. This week. All right, we got Sean versus Matt. And in that matchup, right, it's not Thursday, it's Wednesday. I keep thinking it's Thursday today. We got no one's gone, so we don't know what's going on. But currently, Sean has the slight edge in projected total, 107.5 to 103.3, which means absolutely nothing. Matt's got a lot of question marks, a lot of questionables on his roster.
Yes, he does.
Even on the bench, too. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questionable players heading into the week. Sean having 2. And they're both bench players.
They put that tag next to everybody now, though.
It's true. I'm trying to see. So does anyone have anything to say about this matchup?
Damn, ass start Kareem Hunt.
And Tony Pollard. Well, I mean, Tony Pollard's not been... I mean, he hasn't been good, but not bad enough to bench.
He still has Debo. DJ Moore.
Speaking of JSN, Bob, we have to have a conversation later.
Oh, do we?
Oh, we do.
About JSN?
Yes.
This wonderful player who caught a game-winning touchdown?
Yes.
Against another...
A player I like very much.
Mm-hmm.
But,
me too.
Man, I think Sean's team's just in a better spot. I feel like Jonathan Taylor's healthy. Swift.
DK's successfully...
T. Higgins is... Come back on, back to life at the end of the season here.
Wow, DK's actually inches up his way up into the top 20. I didn't realize that. Yeah, DK's actually been playing pretty well with keeping his mouth shut for once, and not letting people get into his head for 2 weeks in a row. That's been a nice change of pace. And T. Higgins been on. Yeah, I mean, we'll see how Jonathan Taylor does, and obviously Jondre Swift. But man, if you guys don't slaughter the Cardinals, I don't know what's going on. Everyone's been beating up on them in recent memory.
Yeah, but Kyler Murray, we're not good against... when our secondary is kind of weak, so Kyler Murray could still have a good game.
Potentially.
Yeah, our linebackers aren't exactly going to keep him under control.
No.
I mean, I'm worried about that. I'm assuming if CJ Stroud is healthy, though, Matt's playing him instead.
I would assume so.
Yeah, but you probably want to play him instead of Tua at Baltimore.
You mean instead of... Wait, what?
Kyler Murray.
You mean?
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong team.
Yeah.
Is Stroud projected to play? I don't even remember how he's doing.
I think he's coming off concussion. I don't know, though. Kyler can put up points. How are they ranked?
Yeah, concussion. He's been out since week 14.
Yeah, poor guy.
I mean, Kyler hangs around like 20 points, but CJ Stroud's, you know, capable of putting up 30.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. I would assume CJ Stroud is going to play because he's been out for 2 weeks, or he missed last week with the concussion.
Yeah, he's probably going to Stroud versus Tennessee if he's playing.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly hope Stroud plays because, I mean, he's the one good rookie quarterback of this incredible class of rookie quarterbacks that we're supposedly having. Well, that's not true. Anthony Richardson was great, too, until he got injured. But
yeah.
I
hope Bryce Young can get his shit together. I don't blame. Yeah. I don't think it's all Bryce. They really. I don't think it's all Bryce Young. I think it's that team.
No. I, the same with Will Levis.
All him. Honestly. We'll love. You also don't see any juice from him though, and I don't know how much of that is him and how much is the team.
Yeah.
It'll be funny if he busts. Because goddamn, they spend a lot to just move up a few spots to get him.
He did.
Oh, Panthers! They basically sold the farm for him for no reason. And I would think it's funny if it weren't for the fact that they gave away goddamn McCaffrey to the Niners in the process. You know, for that specific draft, but where did that thing? Not for that specific draft, but, you know, to get the capital necessary to do it. Still annoyed by that. Fucking goddamn it. Why do the Niners have McCaffrey? Anyway. I think.
Felt good to see Brock Purdy suck ass last week.
Yeah, it did.
Are you saying that because he's on one of these teams? No, we're just happy.
No, we
to
just all hate
ass.
Brock Purdy. No, I think we all just agree that fuck the Niners. I'm glad everyone's come around. Fuck the Niners.
Yeah, but they play somebody easy this week. I forget who.
I don't think it was Too easy.
They play Washington. They play the Commanders.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty
easy. So it's pretty easy. So they have to. Pretty easy. I don't know who they play next week, but we need them. The Eagles need them to lose so that we can still get the first seed.
Oh.
I'm okay with the second seed, though, if I remember. Like, the bet matchups weren't booked. I mean, that may have changed since then, though. But the matchups weren't that bad. And we still have home all the way to the NFC Championship game.
Which is, that's what you want. You want that first round bye because we need to.
Yeah.
You want that. We need to rest up. Because we're a bit banged up. Not bad, just wear and tear.
Please beat when you guys eventually inevitably play the Niners in the playoffs, please beat them. That's what I said to these guys after our game. We're like, thanks for the win. Now go please beat the Niners.
We took out all their quarterbacks last year.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's our thing.
That used to be our thing too. We haven't done that the last couple of years though.
All right, let's move on to the game everyone wants.
The game everyone cares about, well, at least the two of you do. Oh my God. There it is. Okay. Currently projected with Andrew winning 126 to 117.5, a huge margin for a championship game. Not really.
Like Andrew.
My computer's messing up. It looks like Kyler Murray is going to be your starting quarterback, Andrew. That can't be right.
That's not right.
Why is that not changing?
You want to know what's weird?
There it is.
They have my projected total is 117.5, which is exactly what I scored versus Andrew earlier this season when Andrew crushed me.
Ooh. Oh, is that foreshadowing?
I hope not. But yeah, Andrew beat me 150.9 to 117.
And I wish 11. I could have saved some of those points for this week.
Was that your highest score of the year?
I had a few pretty high scores. I don't remember.
I don't know either.
You're at 150.9 for that one. And that was... I just pulled up your thing. Yeah, that was the second highest. No, it was other John Zelly. It was John Zelly that you put up the... JZJ. You put up 155.5.
Oh, coming at the Zellies, bro.
Yeah.
Well, they've done me dirty in championship week, so...
His third I've
losing to two Zellies thus far.
Well, you've just been stomping dudes. Yeah, Lou, if you only put up one, if you hit your exactly projections, I'm pretty sure you're going to lose. Like, it has been, let's see, in the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't know. Andrew's team has kind of been on the downs lately.
I mean, you put 120 up last week.
No, I'm just saying compared to earlier in the season.
And then 117 the week before that. And then 145, 150, 145, 115.
Yeah, so I'm saying he was kind of cruising. Big points. And then, I mean,
I agree. Sure my team has definitely been, it was stronger right in the middle of the season, which was great. I had a great, 5-6 game run there with huge points, good win streak. And my team kind of cooled off a little bit, but I don't know. I think it's a kind of a crapshoot for this one. I think it really could go either way.
Losing. Who did you lose? What's his name? Keenan Allen. That hurts.
Yeah, I have him in my lineup right now. I don't know if he's going to play or not. I'm going to keep an eye out on him. So I hope he plays, and I hope it's worth playing him. Otherwise, I'll probably stick Isaiah Likely back in there. That's who I played, or Tyler Boyd. I don't know. Either way, I'm not happy. Losing Keenan Allen hurts.
I just want to point out that Andrew wants to be the Eagles and me the Patriots, but Andrew's the one seed. I'm the two seed. Andrew is the number one point scorer for the year, 1738 to my 1699. I think I'm the Eagles.
How many rings do you have?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're the Patriots, Lou.
You're the Patriots. There's nothing. I'm sorry, you can't talk yourself out of this one.
But I'm the underdog.
I mean, you're the one who keeps finding white guy quarterbacks that'll pull you through and keeps getting low value running backs that are
taking. Tell me off. When is Baker Mayfield ever let anyone down?
On the Buccaneers, not often.
He let me down in the lab league. I had him in the lab league.
Oh, we'll get to the lab league.
No, we won't. Do we have to?
We do.
We can just,
it just makes, it just makes me upset every time I look at it now.
We're going to get to the lab league. But yeah, man, I wish I could say I was supremely confident. I'm not. Because Andrew's team has frankly been better all season. He beat me earlier. He scored more points. I mean, it's... I don't know. I like some of my matchups, but I like some of his matchups. I don't know how I feel. Like, there's no way I can bench him, but I don't know how I feel about Tyreek at Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore's defense has been stifling recently, but it's still Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about Breece Hall at Cleveland. Like, that doesn't super excite me.
Yeah,
that might be tough. Cleveland's been really good recently too.
Miami's gonna be a big game for us. You've got two. I've got one. Yeah. But for me, if Baltimore just shuts Miami down completely, I'm good with that.
Yeah,
take out 2 years for one of mine. But
my team, per rankings, my team is optimally placed right now. But I don't know, like, part of me doesn't even want to play A-Chain, which of course that would mean he'll have like 50 points.
Yeah, so he'll go off.
But like, part of me doesn't want to play like the quote unquote number two, you know, running back against Baltimore. But
well, I mean, I'm chewed into a few things. Like, my team has been boom or bust. Like with look at Calvin, like CeeDee Lamb. Had a nice slow period and is ramping up, and I'm set with CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee, that Calvin Ridley scares me.
Yeah, but Calvin Ridley, he's been nothing. He's been hot. Last week he got two touchdowns. Really, the only reason I beat Joe, and then I got Chris Godwin. You know, I don't know what happened to Chris Godwin, but he's been nothing.
Yeah,
but Keenan Allen out. I don't have a choice. So
yeah, if you had asked me who's gonna have a bigger year, Godwin or Mike Evans, I would have been like Godwin, but it's been the exact opposite.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least Godwin gives you a nice firewall against Baker Mayfield.
True.
If he goes off, but Godwin's got to get at least one of those touchdowns.
And that's why I say it could go either way, because my team has the potential to, and it has gone off and scored a huge amount of points, but my team also has the opportunity, or not, to, you know, has the chance of. Godwin and Ridley wouldn't surprise me if they both scored 5 points, right? And so that could crush it right there. Ridley's been good
ever since they lost. Kirk's not back still, is he, Christian?
No, he's out for the year, right?
Yeah, so I think that's been a big help for Ridley. But you're right.
I hope Trevor Lawrence plays.
You know what?
He's got a new injury.
His last three games have been pretty ugly. No, his last, before the week he just blew up.
Before the last one.
Yeah. He's very boom or bust.
Didn't you just play him, that's why, if you ask, I think it just, I don't know. There's no way to predict it. It is going to be what it is going to be.
I feel like he's been kind of boomer bust, hasn't he? Yeah, he's been a little boomer bust too.
I like him better now that Tyrod Taylor's back.
Yeah, Tyrod.
Tyrod Taylor's back. Where?
With the Giants.
I'm going to start Tyrod. I'm starting Tyrod over Baker. Where's Tyrod?
Tommy Cutlets is on the bench.
Danny DeVito? Yeah. Mm. Well, that makes sense. Just for the love of God, keep all needles away from Tyrod Taylor. Like, goddamn. That's another one. Got another guy that got done dirty.
He did get done dirty.
But
yeah, man, it's going to be good. I'm really hoping to crush Andrew's dreams once again. It's going to feel really good.
I'm picking Andrew. I'll just put it out there right
finally,
now.
Finally, it's been a long time since I've won a real championship. It's been a long time.
Ooh. Wait, what?
You won. Technically, you won last year. No, realistically, you won last year.
I was
with an asterisk.
Yeah, I'm the asterisk. I'm the shadow.
Lou, by correct fantasy rules, you won.
No. Kevin won.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
You have no idea if Josh Allen would have scored. Would he have probably? Yeah, like 90% chance.
Yeah, he didn't know he had multiple players.
On he still needed like 20 points or something like that, if I remember.
No, he didn't. He needed like 2 points.
Nah, well, yeah, whatever.
It was over. It was super over. Had he needed 20 points, I might not have, you know. But nah, he needed like, he was like within 2 points of winning, and it was like the second quarter.
Still, by fantasy football rules, you won that game. I'm just saying.
Shad champ. No, I haven't won, I don't know how many years. At least 5, I feel like. So.
You want to know how many years it's been since I won? That would be 15.
Have you never won, really?
No, Bob, you know the answer to that.
I don't anymore. I haven't seen the trophy in a few years. I don't know who wins.
Who says you know the answer?
I haven't seen the trophy. I don't know. I don't get my little initials on any trophy recently.
That's a running joke because we just made it up. Like,
that's the new thing is every time we're together and we're like, let's take a Joe Six Pack picture. And then from out of nowhere, Mr. Zelly's like, winners only now. And then only me slinks away.
That's good stuff.
Well, now knowing that, I'm even more rooting for Andrew.
I think I have the most second place finishes.
You do. You definitely do.
You might be the biggest money winner overall.
Yeah, overall, you've done well.
Outside of Lou, I guess.
Overall, you've done well for yourself. You just haven't
championship. No doubt I have. I just don't have that championship. How many championships do you have?
I've legit won three.
Three? All right. Yeah. That's not as many as I thought, but still, that's a lot.
The only other person who has three is Kevin.
Kevin has three. He doesn't even.
And he's done it in less. Long. And he's done it in less years. Yeah, I don't like
yeah.
that. Kevin's been good until this season.
Well, he's got baby brain this season.
Before. If you're going to count Kevin's championship from last year, you have to count it for you too. So.
No. I won't talk about. You know how you can do your ESPN history in the app.
Mm-hmm.
You got to write that down, by the way, before we move to sleeper.
Mine's pretty good. Like, they give you your personal stats. My personal stats are pretty good. Not going to lie.
Wait, where?
Mine is not, because the first, like, 5 years that we played, I was just garbage. And it wasn't until we switched to a auction draft that I started picking up wins. I think it was the year, I forget the stat, but the year we switched to auction, I think I was in the championship game 3 out of 4 years.
Yeah, you had a good run of
being. And you had a great run. Bob, go to the app, you click on league, and then you look at league history, and it gives you like a little personal breakdown of like your how many championships you won, your playoff appearances, your top three finishes, your all-time record.
Oh, I'll have to look at the app. Is this another thing that the fucking app has? I was only 2018 when I last won. I felt like it was way longer than that. It's funny, you get a few
that's
years
a year, away from that's the year you beat me, I'm like, pretty sure, dude. That's the year you beat me.
Teamy McTeam name? Yeah, that was you.
And I haven't won since before. I haven't won since then.
I won because of Tyreek Hill. Listen, I'll say this. There's two reasons why I haven't won. One is that I haven't been able to get anyone to make a picture. And two, it's because I haven't gotten Matt to make me a GIF. And these are the things I need. This is my keys to win next year.
What was the first thing you said?
Get someone to make a trade with me again.
Trading has
died with trading, and it kills me. It makes me so sad.
Did we have any trades this season?
No, zero. Zero trades this year.
Very sad. In both leagues, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to trade and redraft. It really is. It's especially we're all pretty savvy now. So, like...
That hard. It works
it's fine it's hard to find, like, worthwhile trades, in my opinion.
Well, I wish I had more time to analyze it and come up with good trades, because a lot of times you're like, all right, I want to get, I want to go after a certain player. I want to get rid of a certain player. I need to get more depth here, but I just don't have the time to put into it that I used to have.
Because the only reason why I got trades before, because I had the time to scour every single team's roster, figure out where there was potential. Start nagging at that potential with that team, and then stay on them for like a day or two or three about it. Keep
Bob got me. Bad. Bob got me really good
my work, and that was when I only had work that to ignore. It wasn't also the family life and like, yeah, it's the time. The time factor is the reason why. Like
all of us, I agree.
Problem.
I still
we've had Bob too many Go ahead.
He got me with one really bad trade, and he did exactly that. Like, I needed a tight end. He knew I needed a tight end, and he's like, "You need this tight end. Your team will be championship team. You need this tight end." I can't remember who it was anymore, and I finally took the trade. And like the next game, the QB went down, and from like the rest of the season, that tight end was trash, and I definitely overpaid. And
I knew
that
was going to happen. I knew ahead of time that that was
Well, and that's the other thing. I think with so many bad trades that have happened in our history, everybody is very suspicious. It's like when I get a phone call with somebody asking for money. I'm just like, fuck you, you're a scam. Yeah. I probably just hung up on some cop, priest, fireman.
Yeah, it's like the local church.
Yeah.
Off the books, Andrew, please.
And I just assume it's a scam. So as soon as somebody's like, hey, do you want to trade? I'm like, fuck you.
But here's the thing. Season long, usually the trades that happen in the first third of the season actually work out better. Like, even the our league is very hard on people that make trades. Basically, we pick a winner and a loser, and we're almost always wrong. But even when, my last major trade that I got was Seth to give me Jonathan Taylor when he was down. Like, he wasn't doing much in the first, 4 weeks of the season. And then he went on to become, the number two running back. Even at the end of that one, Jonathan Taylor got hurt that season. And then, and actually, I can't remember who it was that I gave him, what wide receiver I was that gave him, but he started blowing up in the last half of the season. Like, it actually kind of evened out, but no one ever paid attention to that. It's always 3 weeks in, and clearly there's a winner, so.
Yeah, Seth, we always think you're doing better than we do. We usually don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why anytime anyone makes a trade in our, when there are a few trades in our league now, I don't make fun of anybody about them anymore. Because it's only detrimental to us, the health of our league trading.
But yeah, man, look forward to the matchup. Look forward to crushing Andrew's dreams.
I will not be watching any football on Sunday. I just
coward.
I'm turning off everything. Coward. I'm unplugging. Sunday night, I'll look at the score and see what happened.
You're not even so we got. I have Breece Hall on Thursday. Do you have anyone early?
No, I don't think so.
You have CeeDee Lamb Saturday night. That's about it. And golf Saturday night. Saturday game. That's going to be a big game. That
I may not be playing golf. I got a few. I don't know what I'm not playing Flacco against. Who's he playing against? The Jets. But
he's been so hot.
Well, so here, this past week, let me just give you a little insight to the anxiety in my head. I had picked up Flacco.
Reminder, you are playing him, so don't give him anything that can help you.
Well, so, Lou, you don't have any fab money left, right?
I have 50 bucks.
Do you have 50 bucks?
Yeah.
Damn it. All right, don't never check. Mind. Anyway. So last week, I picked up Flacco because I was thinking about playing him against Houston. But then everything I'm reading is Goff's going to be the better play. He's going to have more, bigger chance for higher numbers. And then the fact that I chose Goff, I flip-flopped back and forth 10 times. I chose Goff. Both games were being aired. So I was watching them Sunday noon, and I just watched Flacco keep scoring, and I watched Goff do nothing. And I just had to turn off the TV, and I went and found something to do in the house. And I was like, I hate this game. I'm never playing again.
That's awesome.
Full tilt.
Yeah, man. Flacco doubled his points.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I was so upset going into even Sunday afternoon football because of it.
Yeah, but Andrew, he's playing the Jets this week, and you don't want to play Flacco against the Jets.
Oh, I'm not playing Flacco. So I'm either going to play Goff, or I've got to chew a few waiver wire claims that I may or may not play.
I don't have any fab money, so if you have fab money, you're safe.
I didn't think you did. I looked it up, and so I have about 3 or 4 fab waiver wire claims, and they are all for $1. Because I thought I looked at your thing and you had $0. I'm like, well.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Even if Lou wants them, he can't get them from me.
There's not a single season I've made it to week, 10 with any money left, let alone week 17.
Oh, if you have a substantial amount of fab money left at the end of the season, you fucked up. I fully believe that. Unless you drafted the perfect team.
I'm notorious.
Or unless you're so incredibly horrible that you can't freaking make up for anything. So,
Jason, you can't even say that though because you haven't been that bad.
I won four games this season. What are you talking about?
You're not playing in the Vinny Bowl.
Yeah, you're not the worst.
You're not the worst.
Not at all the worst.
Buddy, no, the because worst? Fucking my number one wide receiver finally came back from friggin' IR.
Yeah, that did hurt early on.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah, Jefferson fucking killed me the entire season. I think I might have had the most injuries in the entire group here.
And that is the downsaw. I do it too. I go stars and scrubs, but that is like the downside. Like when that guy you spent $70 on fucks you over. It's just so.
Oh, the guy you're expecting to get 24 points a game or 20 points a game, and you're like, ah, shit, there he goes. And you're like, well, now I got to scrabble together something else. But anyway, Andrew surprisingly is fucking killing it. So pardon my French.
Please,
I felt your pain. I went all in on Jefferson in a dynasty league, and it was just brutal.
Season.
Wait, but if in a dynasty league, you still have him then.
Yeah, but he still fucked me this season, Bob.
Okay, but he'll be good next season.
If they have a quarterback, I guess he'll get Kirk Cousins back.
Podcast.
Sorry, my wife finally got back downstairs from taking my oldest to bed.
Why are you yelling to
West, West Coast?
Who are you yelling at, bro?
Who's up this late?
Yeah, well, it's 10 o'clock. Usually this is the time where we actually have time to watch some TV.
Well, you can watch some TV. We're pretty close to being done. But, I mean, Jason, your year wasn't that bad. You played spoiler at the end of the season pretty good. So
Did you knock some people out of the playoffs? Because that's always fun.
I think I got one. Yeah, like the last week of the season, I think I knocked somebody down a peg or two. But I like in the crappy bowl or whatever the hell you want to call it. I've won two in a row, so we'll see what happens.
You're not in the Vinny Bowl. You're not gonna.
Do we need to explain to Jason why it's called the Vinny Bowl?
It's called the Vinny Bowl. Yeah, we probably have, but it's called the Vinny Bowl because we used to have a guy named Vinny in our league that supposedly existed. Lou-ish assures us that he existed. We have never spoken with him. Nobody outside of Lou, and I assume Big Lou, maybe Kyle, have ever talked to him.
Kyle knew.
Seen, even have any sort of evidence that he's alive, fingerprints, listen, social security number.
You don't know how happy I was to get rid of Vinny, because this is how every fucking moment with Vinny went when it was time for the draft. A week before, Vinny, you know the draft is X date, right? And this time, yeah, I got it, man. All right, Vinny, it's going to be this time. And then 5 minutes before the draft would start, I can't get on. I can't log on. I'm trying to get on my phone. Can you help me? I was like, oh, this motherfucker. Is every season. The 1 year he auto-drafted, I'm pretty sure.
Was the year he got kicked out. It was the year he missed the draft entirely.
It's time.
Every season, it was fucking Vinny and Cam driving me nuts.
That's I'm not gonna lie. This season, I probably had 30 minutes before the draft before I was like, oh shit. I just didn't have the time this year. That's why I'm doing so bad. I guarantee it.
Oh, I've been there before. You invested too much in the Patriots early on. That was your main problem.
What do you mean investing in the Patriots? I think I had one person on the Patriots the entire time. I had Ezekiel Elliott on my bench. and now he's actually doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah, now he's doing well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, right where I don't need him.
Three-game win streak, all right?
Okay.
We all have those years. Last year was my year. I was terrible last year.
Yeah, it happens. I'm sorry. I have to go. I just have to
go. It's all good. It's no worries. Okay. Jason, we're always glad to have you on, and thank you for joining us.
Dude, Jason.
Oh, lost you.
We're still here. I'm still here.
Oh, me too.
Thanks for joining us, Jason.
I thought I lost you.
It's good to hear your voice, and you know, we hope to see you next year. Putting up
again. I'm still here. Sorry, it's just now I'm still in the league. I'm still here. It's just it's been a tough year to be on the podcast, but I will be back. I guarantee it. And I look forward to playing you guys next year.
Good shit.
Hell yeah.
All right. See you later.
See
you. Rock and roll. Later, man. And for those reasons, Andrew's going to beat Lou in the championship.
And maybe in this championship, but let's talk about the other championship I'm in.
No, I don't want to talk about the other league.
What a segue. What a pro. What a pro segue.
I don't even know. Who are you playing in the other league?
My dad. So a season of firsts. It's our first double league year. It's the first year we're gonna have someone win both leagues at the same time. It's the first Zelly Bowl, which my dad came back in epic fashion. I don't know if you guys paid attention in that league, you know, since you guys are knocked out. But my dad was an 8% chance to win. Week. Yeah, I was there.
Two weeks ago.
No, my dad had like an 8% chance to win. He was going into the Niners game down like 10 or 15, 10 plus points, and he had Kittle and the other guy, Debo. Oh. And Kittle went the fuck off, and Debo scored, but not enough.
Mm-hmm.
For my dad to make the finals.
So I don't like Sleeper as much as ESPN.
Interesting. I find that interesting. Interesting. But that's fine. I use Sleeper's mobile app. I never log into Sleeper on my computer.
Well, yeah, because Sleeper on the computer kind of
sucks. I do both.
Yeah, if I win both leagues this year, you guys are never going to hear the fucking end of it. So
yeah, I think if you win both leagues this year, I think you're out of both leagues. I think that's the rule. You have to retire. It's a forced retirement situation.
And I'm glad my dad beat the outsider. I was like, oh man, we can't have an outsider win.
I mean, that I can't disagree
with. The one and only lad league year, like, that would have been...
How are you going to feel when you lose both leagues, both championships?
That'll feel bad. Let's not talk about that.
I feel an innate duty now to make sure that you don't win the main league. I think I have to. It's...
Please.
I feel a calling.
You can try.
Please do. Yeah, it's a... Fuck. I hate the lab league. I hate the lab league because I scored so well.
And you're your own worst enemy because you're the one who's like, we gotta get rid of this median scoring bullshit.
It was bullshit until it started affecting me, and now it's not as bullshit anymore.
It cost you the playoffs.
Second highest score in the league and seventh place finish. Some old bullshit. Especially because then when I actually started playing playoff games, I then started scoring higher than everybody else. So it's like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
You've only yourself to blame.
Well, and the stupid scoring of this league. But yeah, not great. Whatever. I'm more on board with median scoring than I was before.
We got some discussions for next season, that's for sure.
Yes, I think we're going to have an off-season...
I like not having to worry about a damn kicker.
Yeah, kickers are dumb.
Defense, I'm okay
with. Kickers from my cold, dead hands.
I'm okay with you. I do think defenses lend a little more strategy and planning.
Yes, 100%.
And I do find value in defenses. They still, like, I still don't mind not having them. But it's not like kickers. I'm like, this is just dumb. Like,
I'm the same way, because kickers would... There's no real strategy to kickers. All right, you can try to get one that kicks in a dome. You could, you know, try to get one on a good offense. But when you have the Carolina kicker score 16 points, you're like, what the fuck? Come on.
No one's going into a week like, this is going to be a really good week for Tyler Bass. You know, like, there's no matchup. You can do that with defenses. You could be like, this is going to be, you know, oh, they're playing the shit team who turns over the ball, you know, two times a game. You can be like, oh, I'm going to play that defense.
Kicker, you got a backup QB in there, something like that. 100%.
Kicker police are coming for you guys.
What?
Guys, what? I don't know what I could do. It's a fire truck in here now. We can't talk about kickers anymore. I'm sorry. I think the fire truck thinks like the kickers are good. Hey, but
hey buddy.
We got a guest star. Hey,
hero? Good. What are you gonna say?
Cameo. You
say hi.
Oh, I heard him. He said go Eagles. Good job, hero.
He did not say go Eagles.
I heard him
in the garbage can.
He said go Eagles, and I'm pretty sure he sleeps with the Eagles football I gave him every night.
No, it went in the toilet.
Hong Kong. Oh. That reminds me of... God, you're a dick. You even labeled... Oh, sorry, girl. You can't hear that. Say you even loud, labeled please. The stats on that.
Good. Picture go. In the background. Say it now. Go, go, go. Hi. Well, why is my voice activation not pick up
for me in the championship game? Say, go, Andrew.
Say something.
Oh, Rachel.
Oh. Into the microphone. Yep. They saw Rachel.
It's kind of like a ghost.
Rachel said, hey, ooh, there we go. Rachel yeah. Said,
oh, you want to get down?
Oh, boo.
Boo. Oh.
Say hi, Lou.
It's not activating for him.
Yeah, it's funny. The Discord doesn't like baby voice, I guess.
Yeah.
Say hi, Andrew.
Hi. Ooh, I heard hi.
A little hi. And then Andrew was nope.
See, he said hi to me because he predicts my victory. He feels
bad for you.
Hey, Hey, Hero, who do you think's going to win, Andrew or Louie?
Louie.
Oh, yes! No.
Bob.
I can't. Oh, no.
Dare you? I can't. I heard it.
Andrew, that's only because the Lou's both. He doesn't even know which Louie I'm talking to.
He both probably Louis thinks it's my dad. My dad played with him more than I did.
Yeah. Andrew, if you said just Louis. Come out, you would have gotten the vote.
From the mouth of babes, Andrew.
Oh, God damn it. I'm going to have to scold him on why that was the wrong pick.
All right. Real quick. I got to get off, but real quick.
What do you do?
The fucking lab league, the trophies labeled the JSN some bullshit. What is that?
I didn't do that. I don't know what he's talking about.
The fuck, you didn't do that. I don't think I didn't notice that. I was like, what is this shit?
Man,
the lab based JSN championship catch trophy. That is fucked up.
Well, listen, it's just because they gave us one of the trophies with a dude catching it over his shoulder.
That's so brutal.
It was too perfect, so I couldn't not do it. By all means, change it. I have no problem with that.
It's pretty good, I'm not gonna lie. But all right, I'm nervous Thursday. I'm nervous Breece Hall is gonna, if Breece Hall comes out and gets me more than 12 points, I'm gonna feel good against Cleveland. I'm gonna feel good. Just nervous about that matchup.
I don't know if I'm watching any football this weekend. I can't. The anxiety level's too high.
I have been watching most Thursday games.
Yeah, I have been Thursday but in a
while. I'm usually ready for bed.
It's too much.
I'm usually eating dinner.
Brothers, I love you both. I have to go. Man.
Yes.
Good luck on the gauntlet, Andrew.
I got to beat the big boss.
You got to do it. You got to beat the final boss. You know, Bob, you're basically dead in fantasy eyes. So.
Fuck off.
Just watch
I'm
us.
The king. I'm the leader of this league, no matter what.
You're the leader.
Well, just watch the champions compete, all right, from sidelines.
Not from the sidelines, from the fucking press booth. Fuck y'all.
Ooh. Is that better? I don't know that that's better.
Well, yeah, it's right, better, because I get to have the final word on it, and I get to make a song about the champion. Yeah, I straight up.
Just remember, guys. Just remember, Hero picked me, so.
I will remember that. I'm going to scold him and send him to bed with no dinner tonight.
Don't you dare.
No chocolate.
We will ceremoniously burn that Eagles football next week.
How dare you?
No, don't do that, though.
I wouldn't do that. It's a good football. All right. Come on, Bert. Later, boys. And later, everyone still listening to this nonsense.
Goodbye.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
All right, I know you guys don't care, but I'm just going to play this again because the classic Thomas and Friends theme song is a fucking banger, and shit's great. So good luck to Lou and Andrew, but really Andrew and Thomas. Let's rock out.
In a minute, Gordon would see the tunnel where Henry stood bricked up and lonely. Oh dear, thought Henry, why did I worry about rain spoiling my lovely coat of paint? Will the Fat Controller ever forgive me and let me out again? I'm going to poop at Henry, said Gordon.
Oh, thank you.